more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1. I'm Victor Beatty reporting evidence mounts a bomb may have brought down a Russian jetliner. U.S. and British officials say there is significant possibility a bomb brought down that Russian passenger jet over Egypt's Sinai Peninsula after takeoff from Sharm el-Sheikh Airport Saturday, killing all 224 people on board. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says U.S. aviation authorities issued an earlier warning about operating in the area.
The FAA has a notice to airmen that was published earlier this year, assessing that U.S. civil aviation operating into, out of, within, or over the Sinai Peninsula is at potential risk from hazards associated with extremist activities. So let me be clear, this is actually something that has been in place from the FAA prior to this tragic incident over the weekend.
A team of British aviation experts went to Sharm el-Sheikh to assess security at the airport before any British flights will be allowed to depart. Patrick McLaughlin is the UK Transport Secretary.
As a precautionary measure, we've decided that flights due to leave Sharm el-Sheikh this evening for the UK will be delayed, and that will allow us time to ensure that the right security measures are in place.
Experts are also examining the wreckage of the Metrojet A321 for any signs of terrorism. Some reports say forensic examinations revealed shrapnel in victims. Hundreds of people marched through the streets of the capital of Central African Republic Wednesday, demanding the army be rearmed to help quell recurring sectarian violence. An advisor to the country's transitional government, Anji Maxime Kazagui, said, "Enough is enough. We need to get involved to rearm and reinstate the army to bring peace to the country." The army implicated in attacks by anti-Balaka militia against fighters of the Salika Muslim Alliance, which seized power in 2013. This is VOA News. Top U.S. diplomats say almost all Russian airstrikes in Syria thus far have hit moderate Syrian rebels, not Islamic State targets. And Assistant Secretary of State Ann Patterson told U.S. lawmakers it's clear Moscow intervened to prop up embattled President Bashar al-Assad.
Despite our urging, Moscow has yet to stop the Assad regime's horrific practice of barrel bombing the Syrian people. So we know that Russia's primary intent is to preserve the regime.
And Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland said Moscow is paying a steep price for its intervention. She noted that Russia is spending between $2 and $4 million a day to carry out its military efforts in Syria. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Wednesday met with UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura to discuss the process of finding a political solution to the conflict that has left more than 225,000 dead. Uganda's Electoral Commission Wednesday certified 8 candidates, including longtime incumbent President Yoweri Museveni, to run for the top office in the country's February 18th election.
In which you have the incumbent President Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, the former Prime Minister Amama Mbabazi, Dr. Kizza Besigye, and the other 5. So today, that's when we concluded it, with 8 candidates rather. And tomorrow morning at 10, we'll start meetings up 8 in order to harmonize the campaign program. And campaigns officially begin on the 9th.
Commission spokesman Jotham Taremwa denies opposition claims the commission is biased in favor of Mr. Museveni, who has been in power since 1986, one of Africa's longest-serving leaders. The United States Wednesday expressed alarm over the decision to nullify the results of last month's election in Zanzibar, Tanzania's semi-autonomous archipelago. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
This action halted an orderly and peaceful election and a tabulation process nearing completion. We continue to urge all parties to maintain a commitment to a transparent and peaceful democratic process, and that the electoral process in Zanzibar be concluded in a prompt, fair, and peaceful manner. And I think, again, you can expect us to believe that that's in the best interest of the people of Zanzibar, too.
The main opposition leader has appealed for calm and demanded the release of the election results. The Election Commission's decision came after it determined there were gross violations during the October 25 ballot. 3 Zimbabwean journalists were formally charged on Wednesday with slander for publishing a story implicating a senior police official and others conspiring with Asian nationals in the poisoning of dozens of elephants. The 2 editors and a reporter of the Sunday Mail are facing up to 20 years in prison each for publishing false statements. A trial date is expected to be set on November 27th. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA 1. The best music. The best music. Today. Now.
VOA 1, the hits, Lady Gaga's On the Telephone with Beyoncé. My name's Larry London. Beyoncé is nominated for Favorite Social Media Celebrity at the People's Choice Awards show on January 6th, and she is up against Taylor Swift, Britney Spears, and quite a few other celebrities as well for Favorite Social Media Celebrity. My name's Larry London, VOA 1. Ellie Goulding is on my mind and on your radio.
Put it down. I could have really liked you. I bet that's why I keep on thinking about you. It's a shame. You said I was good, so I poured it down. So I poured it down. Now I don't understand it. You don't mess with love, you mess with the truth. And I know I shouldn't say it, but my heart don't understand why I got you on my mind.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, dance, the hits. It's new music on VOA 1.
Standing in a crowded room and I can't see your face. Put your arms around me, tell me everything's okay. In my mind, I'm running around a cold and empty space. Just put your arms around me, tell me everything's okay. Break my bones, but you won't see me fall. Oh, the rising tide will rise against them all. Oh, darling, hold my hand. Oh, won't you hold my hand? Cause I don't wanna walk on my own anymore. Won't you understand? Cause I don't wanna walk alone. I'm leaving this, there's no denying. I'm leaving this, you stop me falling. I'm leaving this, I need you holding. I'm leaving this, so darling, hold my hand. Soul is like a melting pot when you're
Glenn, Hold My Hand on VOA 1. I'm Larry London. Also heard from Little Mix and Wings. Simon Cowell says, don't worry, the ratings on The X Factor are down now, but they will turn around and improve. He's not too worried about it. Simon coming to the U.S. He'll be back on American TV as he fills a seat vacated by Howard Stern on America's Got Talent. Simon Cowell will be a judge on the show. He discovered Little Mix, One Direction, Westlife, and quite a few other celebrities in music. I'm Larry London. This is Daughtry. Speaking of reality music TV contest type shows, Daughtry was discovered on American Idol. And this one's called Home on VOA 1.
I'm staring out into the night, trying to hide the pain. To the place where love, feeling good, don't ever cost a thing. And the pain you feel's a different kind of pain. Well, I'm going home, getting longer, it seems. The closer I get to you, I'm not always been the best man, a friend for you, but your love remains true. Seem to give me another try. My touch say it's the Midas. We the plus your man a minus. My team blowing on that slam. Make you cough, cough, that's bronchitis. Put your hands up. It's a stick up, no more makeup. Get that ass on the floor, ladies. Put your lipstick up. Double entendre, double entendre. Why you hating? I get money, then I double up tongue.